702 Africa Fridays.
It's 9 minutes before 9 o'clock. One of the issues I want to raise on the show this morning is, what is Africa's problem with queer people, right? We've seen, of course, from Cameroon to Uganda, LGBTQ activists saying they're under attack, from arrests to draconian laws. And it seems the idea of expressing your orientation is being criminalized in many African countries. In fact, I think it's only South Africa and Cape Verde where homosexuality is not outlawed. The African continent is still a difficult place to be queer, is it not, Crystal Alderson?
Absolutely, Bongani. And I think what just struck me, and I thought we must have a conversation about this, what is it that, you know, that if you choose another sexuality, that you must be discriminated, you must be jailed? I mean, it's just, can you imagine, Bongani, you know, living in Cameroon, where, which, you know, was the big news story, or well, in some, you know, for some news outlets, two transgender Cameroonian jailed for being homosexuals. They've been jailed for 5 years. They were well-known social bloggers, obviously out there, you know, talking about who they are, what they like, and they've been given the maximum, you know, sentence. It's homosexuality is illegal in that country, prison sentences, and then, of course, we also know our other favorite country, Uganda, also a new sexual offences bill, but gay rights activists fear the new law will simply amount to a backdoor reintroduction of that contentious 2013 homosexual bill, where again, you know, it's everything being not straight is basically forbidden. Again, we see 5 year sentences. And I think, again, activists point out, you know, this is again opening the door for more harassment, a fear of blackmailing, yeah, extortion, yeah, hate crimes. And Bongani, really, you know, I think I was just so angry that again, and if one reads up and you do your research, we are told, Bongani, that, you know, because of our Africa is a Christian country, we see the rise of, you know, the charismatic Christian churches, governments get angry when LGBTQI organizations are funded by Western governments, and then we are told, oh, it's a Western imposed idea. And actually, Bongani, it's all nonsense.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at literature, and a lot of people have done research on this, whether in words, in other words, names for the behavior, at least, to pictures and even depictions in ancient art. San art depicts homosexuality. So this idea that it's homosexuality is an African isn't backed up by the record. Even Buganda, right, what is now ironically part of modern Uganda, King Mwanga II was an openly gay man until, of course, colonialists dethroned him.
Absolutely, Bongani, and this is my contention, is one, if we talk about Ubuntu, if we talk about celebrating diversity, we have to accept difference, and history has shown us, and, you know, people can tell us what, Bongani, history has shown us that, you know, embracing being different, embracing your sexuality has been part and parcel of history, and I think some countries have just erased it. So this is my contention, Bongani, that certain African governments are simply using it to, one, reinforce homophobia and keep people in power. Now, if we look at the two examples I mentioned, Cameroon and Uganda, how long have their leaders been in power? I mean, we're talking 3 decades plus. And so when we see these issues coming up, it's because there's an election happening, people need votes from, you know, Christian communities, you need the support of these massive charismatic churches, both from a funding perspective, both from a political, you know, point of view. And so I feel this.
Ooh, I think we've just lost the connection. I'm not really sure what happened there. Crystal Alderson highlighting the issue, of course, of the abuse and the torture and attacks on queer people all across the continent. And maybe as we go into Friday then, let's perhaps do something a little bit more celebratory. And we've chosen what I think is a well-known queer anthem, if you will, certainly in this country. And it is something that's played in many places around the continent. Lebo Mathosa and Free.
We are free. side, my friend.